Now, the millennial generation has taken a lot of flack over the years, with some calling them lazy or entitled, others saying they've killed everything from marriage to the starter home. Our next guest says some of what's been said about millennials are outright myths, but other things have a lot to do with the fact that the generation has been hit hard by recessions and slow economic growth, including the recession the U.S. finds itself in right now. Gray Kimbrough is an economist at American University. He's been called the serial millennial myth debunker. Gray, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by talking about who millennials are, because I think sometimes it's used generically to mean young people. Millennials, the oldest ones, are 39 now, right?
That's right. So the Pew definition for generations, which a lot of people sort of commonly use, is that millennials are those who were born from 1981 to 1996. So, like you said, I was born in 1981, so I am a millennial, but I also, you know, am married with two kids, and I'm getting close to 40.
Talk about the economic growth we've seen by millennials, and how it compares to past generations. You were quoted in a Washington Post piece that paints a pretty bleak picture for millennials when it comes to the U.S. economy as a whole.
Right. So when we were younger, there was a lot of economic stability. But as we've reached adulthood, millennials have seen rates of economic growth that are lower than those seen by people born in previous years. And so if you look at the 10 years after reaching the age of 18, the rates that all of the birth cohorts in the millennial have seen have been lower than almost every other birth cohort going back to World War II. And so in the Post article, actually, the author went even farther back. And if you compare it on a generation level going back a couple hundred years, the millennials have actually seen lower rates of economic growth than their predecessors. And as you mentioned, we've seen multiple recessions. Started out, there was a recession in 2001 when the oldest millennials were reaching adulthood. And then there's the Great Recession that was very long lasting, and now yet another recession in their sort of prime earning years and early adulthood.
Can you talk about the impact of, say, coming out of high school or college into that recession job market? It's bad then, obviously, but from what I'm reading, it stays bad. You don't recover from that very quickly.
Yes. So other economists in particular have looked at the longer lasting effects of this. And so Kevin Renz, an economist at the Census Bureau, looked specifically at the Great Recession and the longer lasting effects of that. And he found the largest effects were felt by older millennials and younger Gen Xers, those who were in their 20s and early 30s in the worst parts of that recession. And so a lot of that has to do with, and what he hypothesizes is that people take a job that may not be quite as good as the job they would have taken in better times. They may be less likely to switch jobs to a job that's a better fit. And then that just sets you on a lower trajectory for the rest of your career, since all of your raises are often based on what you made at your last job. Not taking a job that's a really great fit for you can really impact you for years to come.
Gray Kimbrough is with us, economist at American University. We're looking at the economic outlook for millennials over their careers so far. Not great in a lot of ways when it comes to overall growth in the United States, the timing of recessions in their careers. You could join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234, maybe with your own experiences or your questions for our guest, 800-642-1234. Now let's talk about life milestones, whether it's getting married, having kids, buying a house. How has this all been affected for millennials?
Well, so for marriage, we've seen not a dramatic shift for millennials, but there has been a shift over decades of people getting married later in their lives. And so that's just continued for millennials. But I don't see that as a very dramatic change. One thing that has been a bigger change, a larger shift, has been young adults living with their parents. And so in the wake of the Great Recession, we saw young adults, so people in their late 20s, early 30s, living with their parents at greater rates than we had seen since World War II. And that continued to rise and has basically held steady the past several years. So it hasn't really reversed the way we might have hoped as the economy recovered. It seems like a lot of millennials were unable for various reasons to really move out and start their own households. And a lot of that might have to do with housing, things like student loan debt, and other difficulties that have all compounded to make that tough for them.
We've seen accusations over the years that millennials, you know, aren't smart with money. They buy too much avocado toast and espresso. They hop around from job to job. I think we've all seen that kind of statement. How much reality is there? How much myth?
Okay, well, let me start with the job hopping, because this is the one that I think did get me branded the serial millennial myth debunker, because this is a myth that just really refuses to die. But is actually completely wrong. So I think a lot of this has to do with people always complain about young people these days. Mm-hmm. It's just something that they've done for, you know, forever. Okay, so that's you know, people are going to do that. But one thing that we notice over just in general, that young people being early in their careers are going to switch jobs more than people who are older. Right. But if we compare millennials, their job switching to those at the same age of previous generations, we actually see that a 25-year-old millennial was switching jobs at significantly lower rates than a 25-year-old Gen Xer or a 25-year-old baby boomer. So it's just complete myth. They did not switch jobs at great rates. And this has actually been a problem for millennials, that there has been this just general decline in sort of dynamism in the economy. If you're unable to switch jobs, as we said earlier, you might be less able to find a job that's a better fit, get on a better career trajectory, that sort of thing. So just this decline in job switching has actually been an issue. But then somehow we've got this persistent myth that millennials are actually completely flighty and just switching from job to job, and you can't keep them on a job. Not really true at all.
And then the improvident avocado toast buying hypothesis of millennials' economic struggles. How about that?
Right. So obviously, food tastes change over time. Generations have different tastes for different things. But I don't really believe this is a key driver of millennials' inability to build wealth. One of the big differences that we see from millennials, they've had a lot of difficulty building housing wealth in early adulthood. So as I mentioned, we've seen a lot more of living with parents, of being unable to start your own household. I think a lot of that has to do with house prices being quite high in many parts of the country where young adults want to live. And a lot of that has to do with housing supply restrictions that older adults have put in place and have maintained very consistently through now. And that's made it really difficult to buy homes and start a household in a lot of housing markets. And then because buying a house is one of the main ways to build wealth, that has been a huge stumbling block for millennials to build wealth. Much more, I believe, than perhaps their taste for avocado toast.
We're talking to Gray Kimbrough. He's an economist at American University. He's been called a serial millennial myth debunker. We're talking to him about how this recession and past recessions have affected millennials and their economic outlooks. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you that we're talking about? Did you come out of into the job market during the post 9/11 recession or the Great Recession or now in the COVID-19 outbreak? How is this all affecting you? Have you had a hard time finding a job or affording a house, say, or whatever age you are? If you have thoughts or a question for our guest, you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about how this recession is affecting millennials on top of all the other recessions and downturns that generation has had to deal with over the years. Gray Kimbrough is with us, economist at American University. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How has this downturn affected you and your financial stability? Did you come into the job market, say, during the Great Recession? How did that hit you? Do you feel like it set you back when it comes to things you might have wanted to do? Buying a house, for example, starting a family. Whatever age you are, you can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's bring on a caller now. Deacon is with us in Madison. Deacon, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Deacon?
So I myself am a millennial. I'm 25 in the Madison area, and I've noticed a lot of my friends, they don't job hop because they can't find work. They job hop because the work and the pay becomes much better when they do. And they found that sticking around at a company for too long really reduces the chance of raises. I mean, loyalty doesn't seem to be something that's rewarded in this economy the way that my parents at least talked about how it was when they were a kid. I was curious if that's something that's a generational difference or if it's something that is commonly found or it has been historically true and just not necessarily something our previous generations took advantage of.
Deacon, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Gray, you were saying earlier, millennials aren't necessarily or aren't, in fact, bigger job hoppers than past generations. But when they are, what do you think of what Deacon is saying about the motivation there?
Well, I do think that while millennials have not tended to job hop sort of continuously as they have a reputation for, we have seen a decline in people staying with an employer for a very long time. And I think that does speak to what he mentioned, that this sort of loyalty isn't really rewarded. Staying with an employer for 20 years is not going to get you the sort of career path that you can have if you leave after several years or 5 years or even 10 and go find a job where someone will pay you more. So I do think we have seen a shift in that part of the distribution, but people aren't, I think, job hopping at the rates that they have a reputation for.
Thanks for the call, Deacon. We'll go to David now in Eagle River. David, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, David?
I've been working ever since I was 14 years old, and I'm 24 now. And you know what? I just never had a problem finding a job. And I think that a lot of millennials, they just lack a drive. And I think that it's really important just to go out there and try for jobs that you don't ever believe in, that you could get. I got into carpentry, and I think that was quite a wonderful thing for me because when I went there, I applied for a bunch of places for carpentry, and I've interviewed for three different places, and all of them said, well, do you know anything? And I said, well, no, but I'm willing to learn. And I think that people that have a drive and a desire to want to do something and to be with a company can get a job, you know, darn near anywhere.
David, thanks a lot for the call, and congratulations. Gray, millennials, David says, a young millennial himself, he says they should have more drive.
I don't have any great observations on that, measuring the drive of millennials. I will say that for younger millennials, you know, this is really the first recession that they're experiencing. And if you've been looking for, so if you are 23, 24, the past 5 years have been a period of significant growth. But it's kind of basically gotten us back to where we were before the Great Recession. So this may be the first serious recession, the first big hit that that many younger millennials are facing. And we don't really know how severe it will be. But certainly for slightly older millennials who were already entering the labor market at a time when there wasn't significant growth, this is a second hit.
Thanks a lot for calling in, David. In our last couple of minutes, Gray, how about college-educated versus non-college-educated? What do we know about how those two cohorts of millennials have done?
Well, one thing we also know about millennials is that there are more likely to be college educated than previous generations. Obviously, that has been increasing over time as well, but it's been quite dramatic for millennials. And many people have made a big deal out of the fact that the college premium has been either holding steady or increasing. But a lot of that is due to real stagnation in salaries for non-college educated people. So it's one of those things where a college education has become pretty standard for many careers and expected in ways that it may not have been for previous generations. And so this is one contributing factor to a lot of millennials feeling like they have to work a lot harder to kind of reach the level that their parents or their grandparents were with less education.
And in just our last few moments, what are you watching for, Gray, as hopefully we recover from the COVID-19 recession and how it affects millennials?
Well, there's a lot we don't know about how this is going to play out. And so certainly a lot of it depends on how we deal with the virus and how we come out of that part of the impact. And then also the kinds of policies that we put in place to really make this recession as quick and less deep than it needs to be. I also am looking to so one thing that we haven't really talked about is obviously millennials are a group of people of the same age, but this recession is not impacting all groups the same. Even within millennials, there are certain groups that are in positions where they're just less able to weather these shocks. And so certainly for Black Americans who have even lower levels of wealth than white millennial counterparts, they could be even more impacted by this recession. So.
And we have to leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Gray Kimbrough, an economist at American University, talking about tough times for the millennial generation. You can find a link to a piece on this at WPR.org/centraltime.